Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Florida grand jury has now found a pattern of deception engulfing the COVID-19 shots. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis asked for an investigation from the Florida's statewide grand jury to investigate the COVID-19 shot manufacturing. And as a result, they recently published their final report, which reveals widespread deceptive practices, which we pretty much knew that already, between the FDA, Pfizer, and Moderna to hide deaths and other serious effects of the COVID shot from the public. And, you know, this is just, I would consider this illegal, unlawful, how they hid this. And think about all the people that had these serious health effects as well as deaths from these shots.
That's right. You know, we have a serious situation here. This is the 22nd statewide grand jury. So there's been different grand juries in the history of Florida that have been convened. This is a statewide grand jury. And it was convened, as you mentioned, by Governor Ron DeSantis. And they have now, for months and months, been doing this investigation. And Florida has become a very strong leader with Governor DeSantis, with the state's Surgeon General.
Yeah, Joseph Latipo.
And then also now this grand jury. And so the grand jury has come out with a report that underscores what we have said from the very beginning, mm-hmm. that these agencies like the FDA and the CDC, they are supposed to be the watchdog of the people to protect our health and safety, but they have become the lapdogs of Big Pharma. And we actually have information about the revolving door between these agencies, FDA, NIH, National Institutes of Health, CDC, and Big Pharma, where these people start off in the government and then they transition into lucrative jobs in the pharmaceutical industry.
Very high paying.
And then they
jobs.
Go back into big government, yeah. and they go back into the pharmaceutical companies. So there is a, you know, hand in glove type of fit between these entities. And when you're on the FDA, if you want to get a big job in Moderna or Pfizer or some other pharmaceutical company, you want to be a little careful about criticizing them, right? Because
oh,
then you're not going to get this big retirement job.
Absolutely. I mean, look at Fauci, the highest paid person in the government, I believe, and his wife was also working there. But just the whole point of how they push these shots out, experimental shots without the proper time and testing that is required from other so-called vaccines, that is a red flag right there.
The investigation found that there was a pattern of deceptive and obstructive behavior on the part of Pfizer, Moderna, and government regulators that they said should probably not be legal. Hiding the details, methodology, and results of scores of safety investigations from public view does not build, they said, public confidence. It undermines it, the grand jury wrote. The FDA would not speak to us directly, the report says, so we are not sure what the excuse would be for not holding Pfizer and Moderna's feet to the fire. Frankly, the report continues, we are not sure any answer would satisfy us at this point, nor should it satisfy anyone else.
That's the golden nugget right there.
And as a result of the grand jury's report, the grand jury made many recommendations, some of which include conducting new clinical trials for the Pfizer and Moderna shots to establish reliable clinical data.
The FDA should reinstate a ban on direct-to-consumer advertising of therapeutics.
The federal government should adopt a framework that impedes the revolving door of private sector employees and lobbyists moving in and out of regulatory agencies.
Drug companies should be required to publicly disclose adverse side effects and safety problems. Boy, that's a biggie.
And drug sponsors who do not comply with data transparency requirements should lose federal legal immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, we have a platform that we have started that we are advocating that all vaccine manufacturers, all, not just COVID, but all vaccine manufacturers, anyone who manufactures a so-called vaccine, that they should not have immunity. That immunity came into being in 1986. And what happened is the DPT, diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus, the DPT shot back in the 70s and 80s was causing, among others, significant medical conditions, health conditions, and deaths. And consequently, there were lawsuits that were going against pharmaceutical companies. Back then, if you made a manufactured vaccine and somebody was injured or died because of it, you could be sued just like if you made a drug that caused injury or death. No difference. But then the big pharma came to Congress. It was during the time of Ronald Reagan, and they asked for immunity. They said, we're not going to make any more vaccines if we can't have immunity. We're facing all these lawsuits. And so what Congress did, unfortunately, is grant any big pharma, any manufacturer, total legal immunity from liability in 1986. And then they created a fund that's a government fund so that big pharma, like in, let's take COVID, Pfizer can make the so-called vaccine, COVID-19. They can make that, make hundreds of billions of dollars on their vaccines, and they have no downside. They have no liability.
Well, you know, I take this very personal because in the 70s, my cousin was the first person in Florida to die from the swine flu shot. So how many people had to die after that before they finally shut that down?
There were two vaccines that was happening back then, the swine flu that you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
and people were dying. There was a few people that died, and your relative was one of them,
mm-hmm.
with Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Exactly.
And that was one. Swine flu. They were pushing swine flu. And then you had a few reported deaths. And then you had lawsuits. And then you also had the DPT, the one that I've already talked about. So both of those were causing people to say, Big Pharma needs to be held accountable. So as a result of that, Big Pharma went to Congress and they got this legal immunity. And so from 1986 to the present, 1988, the law was passed in 1986. And the law said that any vaccine that's manufactured after a certain time in 1988, there's total legal immunity.
That is so wrong.
No,
so wrong.
Damages at all.
No.
That means, Holly, what other product can you manufacture and that it causes injury or death and you still get the money for it, but you have to pay no damages as a consequence?
No, that's
there's
so
no
wrong.
Other place.
So wrong.
It's only in vaccines.
It's all about them making the money. They don't care about the people.
Yeah, and so in this case, the report explained that the Operation Warp Speed set the stage for unethical conduct by offering drug companies two potential revenue streams, which consisted of upfront development money to formulate and test COVID shots, followed by lucrative guaranteed contracts to mass produce them. Think about this. We paid Moderna and Pfizer. And the companies, for example, Moderna was only an 8 to 10 year old company. BioNTech, which was the partner with Pfizer, was only an 8 to 10 year old company. So both those companies were startup companies, per se, less than 10 years old. Not a single vaccine or drug had been approved by them through the FDA, not one. And those companies got several hundred million dollars apiece from the federal government to create these so-called mRNA shots. And then once they created these things at warp speed, then they got these guaranteed contracts from the government that the government would purchase these shots from them. It was a gold mine.
Mm.
And then anybody who got injured or died, they had no consequences. So when people were injured or died in their very truncated clinical trials, they did not report the data.
Right.
And the FDA went along with this, as did the CDC, and they promoted these things as safe and effective. And by the way, we saw, in fact, we actually put into our court case the long list of 1,292 adverse reactions that Pfizer had listed and given to the FDA. And now the Pfizer company has come out publicly and released some of those reports.
And, you know, the grand jury report also showed there was no accountability between the two sides,
no.
Which is a real problem.
We need accountability. We need transparency. We need to repeal the immunity protection. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.